into the Instagram stories for Monday, April 20th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. On Mondays, we get into what the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, discussed on his recent Ask Me Anything. In the show today, we're going to get into a lot of feature requests that people have submitted. Adam gives his thoughts, and I'll give my take. He also answers questions like, what should I invest my time in? Carousels, long-form videos, reels, etc. He also gets into how to handle hate comments and more. All of that on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with all the reach-related questions. The first one, are likes or shares more important? The answer to that question depends on who you want to see your content.
I believe likes matter more for connected reach, so for the percentage of people who follow you who will see that piece of content. And shares are going to matter more for unconnected reach or recommendations, the number of people who do not follow you who might see your content. So they both matter.
All right. So if you are focused on people who already follow you seeing your content, likes are more important. But if you're focused on reaching people who don't follow you but might want to, shares are more important. All right. Let's go on to the next question. How do I handle hate comments? This is a really interesting one because although I haven't gotten a lot of hate comments, the ones that I have gotten really stick with me. I don't want to speak for anybody else, but that is definitely something that can get stuck inside your brain and make you not want to create content. However, no matter what, people are going to think things about your content. The real skill is to be able to block those people out or block that negativity out and just continue doing whatever it is that you want to do. That's what we do in life. We don't just stand around waiting for people's opinions to determine what we're going to do next. So why would we do that online? However, it's extremely easy to be influenced by those hate comments. The question, how do I handle hate comments? Here's Adam's answer.
I really wanted to answer this question because I do actually get a lot of hate comments. It's just part of the gig. And it's brutal sometimes. It's just uncomfortable to see how much hate there can be out there in the world. Now, a couple pieces of advice. One, restrict them. Let them yell into the ether and have nobody actually be exposed to what they're saying, and they won't be none the wiser. Another is know that we as people, as humans, often fixate on one or two negative comments and ignore any and all positive comments. It's just sort of our nature that's in our DNA. And try to just keep that in mind and keep perspective. Three, there's usually a lot more positive than there's negative. And so try to focus on the positive. And then three, don't check your comments right away. The people who comment first are often the craziest. Give it an hour or two before you check your comments. And usually things are much better because we push all the negative comments to the bottom. So hopefully that helps.
Those are all great suggestions. And I'm going to give one more. When I get a message from one of you very nice listeners, and that message is positive, it's upbuilding, it's complimentary, I take a screenshot of it and I save it in the folder. It doesn't happen all the time. I only get messages occasionally, but over the past few years, I've got a few in that folder. And when I'm really having a frustrating experience because of something someone said, whether online or in person to me about my content and what I work hard on, I take a look at that folder and it really does help to put it in perspective. So make a folder of the best comments you've gotten or any positive comments or feedback you've received and go look at that folder periodically and it will be very encouraging. All right, let's go on to the next question, which has to do with collab posts. If you are not familiar with a collaboration post, it is where both people, you and someone else you've created the post with, have that post appear in your feeds. This is ideal because if one creator features the post and just tags the other one, it won't show up in the tagged person's feed. Okay, here's Adam's answer to, are collab posts beneficial?
Generally, yes. They're a way to reach more people because you're going to be eligible to reach both the followers of your account and the followers of your collaborators' accounts. So they can help.
All right, the next question. When do we get the trial reel option? In this answer, Adam says something that's not 100% accurate, so I'm going to let him talk about the trial reels, and then I will share the official information from the Instagram team.
I believe to have access to trial posts, you just need to have a public account with at least 1,000 followers. Those are the only criteria. I will double check that, but that is my current understanding.
Okay, normally I would say that that answer is correct. However, the @creators account recently posted an eligibility overview for all the types of accounts on Instagram. Personal account with at least 1,000 followers, professional account, and professional account with at least 1,000 followers. And if you have a professional account, you can get trial reels at 200 followers. I will link to this graphic in the show notes so you can check it out. This is really important to know. Maybe you just started a new account, you started a new business, and you want to reach people who don't follow you yet. Well, in that case, trial reels would be really important. And getting access to it at 200 followers is a lot better than getting access to it at 1,000 followers. All right, for the next question, I'm going to do something a little bit different. Normally, I let Adam answer the question and I give my take, or I give my take, then I play Adam's answer. But I'm going to do something different for this one. The question, what should I invest my time in? Carousels, reels, long-form videos, or something else? I'm going to let Adam give his answer, and then I'm going to have Mr. Beast explain why long-form is what you should be focused on. Here's Adam's answer first.
There's not one answer to this. Unfortunately, it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. For some people, they find the most success with reels. For other people, they find much more success with carousels. That's just the nature of the fact that different audiences are going to resonate, are going to respond rather differently to different formats. It's going to be about what format best helps you tell the most compelling story. And for a story to be compelling, it needs to be both, yes, something that people engage with so it gets reached, but also that's aligned with your goals. Why are you using Instagram in the first place? That should inform, or the answer to that question should inform your content strategy, not just what's going to get the most reach.
Okay, now that you have Adam's answer, I'm going to let Mr. Beast, who is the most popular content creator on YouTube, answer a very similar question where he highlights why focusing on short form content may not be the best strategy.
If you're trying to actually build, I guess for lack of better words, a community or get it where a lot of people care about you, YouTube is 100% it, because, you know, if you spend an hour on the toilet flipping through TikTok, you'll watch 200 TikToks and you know, then you quiz someone what they saw they can't even remember. Like people with ridiculous views with millions of followers, you know, will do a meet and greet and can't even get five people to show up, because there's a big difference between someone, you know, consuming a 5-second clip of you versus sitting down and watching a 20-minute video and hearing you speak and getting to know you. So YouTube is infinitely more dominant in terms of if you actually wanted to build a business or build a fan base. Like, it's not even comparable, the audience depth you get. But what is interesting is there just is a subset of people like that will only use TikTok versus Instagram, or only use Instagram versus TikTok. So if you don't make content on that platform, you essentially don't really exist in their world. So it's important you're on all of them. Like, I think right now we're the third most followed TikTok account in the world. So we try very hard on TikTok. We try very hard on Instagram because, like, obviously Instagram, a lot of women use that might not use TikTok or use YouTube. And so, again, in their world, if you're not on that platform, you just don't exist. So they're all important. But if you were to say which one, if you wanted to sell $100 million in a product, would be the most important, it'd be YouTube by a mile.
I think Mr. Beast makes a really important point there. You are going to connect better with long content. And I 100% agree. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the head of Instagram is going to answer some feature suggestions. Stick around. Welcome back. Continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram. And these are some feature submission requests. The first one, can I share a post to only my followers? If you have a private account, then your post would only be seen by your followers. People who did not follow you wouldn't be able to see anything. If you have a public account, though, you're a creator, for instance, that would not be the case. So the question, can I share a post to only my followers? Here's Adam's answer.
We don't actually support that, but that is a good idea. You can post just to your close friends. So if you don't know what close friends are, it's a list that you can create and post both feed posts and stories just to them. You can also use it for things like location sharing if you like. But we don't have a way to turn off reach for people you do not follow. Most people wouldn't be interested because they want to reach as many people as possible, but that's a good thing to consider.
All right, let's move on to the next feature suggestion. I would love to do voiceovers on stories. Adam makes a good suggestion for how you might handle that by using the Edits app, which is exactly what I would have suggested.
I dig this idea. I wonder if you can do it now. I guess you could use Edits and then add audio and do a voiceover save it, and then post it to stories. So you can put it together, but we should look at if we want to make that easier.
All right, and the last feature suggestion we're going to talk about today, a way to copy and paste edits on images from one to the next.
So I think I like this idea. You can, when you, actually, by default, if you're doing a carousel and you add a filter or you edit, it does apply to the other photos. So that already kind of exists. But I think you mean if you want to take the edits you made on a previous post and apply it to an entirely new post later. That's a good idea that we do not do. So I'll talk to the team.
That actually does make sense. If you want your posts to all have the same aesthetic, the same look and feel, you should be able to copy and paste whatever aesthetic or settings you've put on each image so that you don't have to recreate it every single time. That is going to do it for the questions and answers from the head of Instagram. As always, thank you for listening and come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted a scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram.